Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host, and we're just waiting for some callers to call in and get their reading for tonight. I'm going to go ahead and invite Monica on. Let's go ahead to 817, Monica.
Hello, Adrian.
Hi, Monica. How are you tonight?
Oh, all right. And you?
We're good. What's on the discussion tonight? Would you like to talk a little bit about dreams?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Do you want to share with some of the audience, like, some of the weird dreams that you've been having?
Well, there's quite a few. Let's go with one that I had, in fact. I believe it was early this morning. I was by a lake, and there were trees. And I believe that I was around Jason. And that's Jason from the Beast People. And these people were trying to resurrect him. I was two men and a woman, and I went over there and fought with them and tried to stop them, but apparently I got there a little too late, but they won't be resurrecting anybody anymore, but apparently Jason is up and around now.
And this is interesting because I've been thinking a lot about him lately, and I too had a dream of a river and a lake, and also I saw him on the other side of the forest. There was two sides of the tree. There's one on the left and one on the right, and then I saw him standing on the other side. And it seemed like the air was so fresh, but it was very cold.
Right.
It was almost like in the fall, like, you know how you see a lot of leaves falling from the trees?
Right, that's exactly what it looked like. There were leaves on the ground. The trees were bare.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a forest, but maybe it was Crystal Lake. I don't know.
Could have been, because it was somewhere I've not ever been before.
So it's weird that you bring that up, because I've had same very similar dream.
Right.
But the question is, what does this mean?
That is something we're going to have to work on. As we need to find out why and for what reason they would want to even bring Jason back, resurrect him.
Right.
And who it is that's doing this.
Right.
And I have a feeling you and I both know who it is, but I'm going to do a little more. But these people were well-to-do people. They had a lot of money because the house was very big, expensive furniture, things like that. But they were kind of young. They're not older people. That's what was unusual about them. They had very sophisticated weaponry. They were using tranquilizer darts. Well, that's something that's expensive to have, and not just anybody can walk around with tranquilizer darts anyway.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to have, I'm going to have to do a little more investigating on that.
Yeah.
You got any calls? Anybody calling in?
No calls yet.
Okay. Oh, I wanted to let you know that the vibrations have been fluctuating again. And people are feeling a little off, a little tired, a little frustrated, a little stressed out, or if they're feeling like they just want to jump out of their skin for some odd reason, that's why. So I don't know if we're in a retrograde or what's going on, but I know that the vibrations are different.
Yeah.
So let's just everybody try and keep upbeat as much as possible. Try to keep your vibrations high. Think positively. And hopefully that'll help. Helping me. Because I have been really feeling it. How about you?
Oh, my. Very heavy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's getting stronger, too.
Yes, it is. Oh, I wanted to mention to you, this past full moon, I went outside to call my cat indoors, and I could have sworn the moon was very close. It was a full moon. It just showed up in the sky. And then I walked outside later on, and the moon was just completely far away. And I don't know if people noticed that, but that was really something. That was unusual. And it made me think about what they talk about, that we are being shown a holographic sky. They don't, that we're being shown what they want us to see and not what we should be seeing. Well, that was very unusual within an hour's time that the moon moved so far away when it was so close. I'm trying to remember what day that was that we had our full moon. I think it was, the end of August? Or was it the beginning? I can't remember.
I think it was in the end.
Okay. Because it was just really, really unusual.
Yeah.
We're at a waxing crescent right now, so Yeah, that would have been around close to my birthday, so, yeah.
Hmm.
And I've still been seeing the moon as double also sometimes. And I know it's not my eyes going bad on me either.
Yeah.
Like there's something behind the moon. I believe it's a one of those. What do they call them? The ships that are as big as a planet. Mothership, or what do they call them? I can't remember offhand. Because it's a different color also. Anybody calling in yet?
No call.
Wow. Everybody must be out partying tonight.
It must be. It's Saturday.
Yeah. What I wanted to ask you also was, what do you think about this thing with Syria? Do you think we're going to go to war? Do you think they're going to push it?
Well, to be honest with you, I think they will, but it's going to be a while.
I think so too. I don't think the people are eager to go to war again. Not after everything we've been. Yeah. I just can't see it happening. Not because I don't want to see it, I just don't see it happening. I don't feel like it's gonna be a factor.
But if we do, I'm hoping it will be soon.
Well, if that's the case, we definitely need some intervention.
That's why I'm hoping it will be soon, because we need it regardless.
Yeah, that's true.
This will get people prepared.
I believe you are right.
And the only way to start this situation is prevention, is by causing a lot of destruction.
Yes, and that's not going to be a pretty sight.
No, it won't.
No. I'm hoping if they do try for nuclear war, that's what's going to bring it to a head. The thing is, they told us all we have to do is survive, so...
Yeah.
Shall see people.
We'll survive until they send their people.
Exactly.
Most of us will be locked in FEMA camps.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to make sure I'm as far away from those FEMA camps as possible.
Yeah. Same here.
They got to catch me first.
They got to drag us behind those doors.
That's right.
Like my dad always said.
What's that?
Like my dad always said, you're either the quick or the dead.
Amen to that. That is no joke, people.
Well, we want to invite everyone out to get a reading with me and Monica. And write down your questions and find out your forecast, your psychic forecast.
Yes. We're warmed up and ready to go.
So if we get any callers, right now we don't have any callers. So we can continue talking for a little while and see if there's any callers, and if not, we could try another night.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to share, Monica?
For everyone to keep, like I said, just keep your vibration high. Keep yourself in good spirits. Try not to let the little things bother you because you will be tested. You will be put to the test, I should say. This is a time when we all have to pay attention and listen to that inner voice that we have, and that way we can be able to distinguish between what's right and what's wrong and what's the truth and what's not the truth. Because for all of us that are awakening, more and more it's going to be harder for them to, not control you, but it'll be harder for them to fool you, in other words, pull a wool over your eyes. You'll be able to tell the difference. And I think that's a good thing because I see so many changes going on in the world and with people. And now it's like almost like a wave of this positive that's coming, even though we're going through what we're going through, which is the negativity. They are going to try a lot of other things. There's so much more that's going to happen. But if you keep yourself positive, that is almost like a defense mechanism for you that will protect you.
Well, that's great. It looks like we do have one caller that called in.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
go
ahead and talk to the 917. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? Can you hear me?
We're good. How are you? Yes, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York City.
New York City, and what's your first name?
I have a two-part question. The first part is regarding career. I have a business, and I have a business partner, and I've come to realize that he's been lying to me and stealing from me. And my plan is to end the partnership at the end of this month. He doesn't know that I know all these things. I haven't said anything to him. So it's going to be pretty much a surprise to him. And I'm thinking of taking some time off and maybe a month or two and look forward to starting another business. So I'm curious what you guys can tell me or what you see regarding that whole mess.
Okay. Can I get your first name?
Ashil. A-S-H-I-L.
Ashil. Okay. Was it really a surprise when you found out, or did you kind of have more or less an idea that something was going on?
My intuition was telling me something wasn't right, yes.
Okay. What I pick up from this is if you do start another business, it will be successful, and take what you've learned from this experience. Don't put yourself in a position where you cannot trust people. It's just be more cautious.
Okay.
Okay, because from what I can tell, you've got the right mindset. You know what you want. You know how to get it. You know how to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, as long as you keep that in mind, you'll make it.
Do you see this business happening this year for me?
I want to say if you start now, from what I'm picking up, it's going to be rough at first, maybe for the first 6 to 8 months, but then you'll start to see headway after that, which is with it like with any new business.
Yeah. But you see me starting it this year, though, right?
This year, hold on. I want to say if you start, being that the holidays are coming up, I want to say the end of November, Adrian.
Oh, okay.
Do you see something like that?
Well, that's what I had in mind in November.
That's exactly what I had in mind.
Yeah, I see the end of November is when you get started.
That's exactly what I had in mind, because I want to take a month or two just to relax and try to think about new ideas.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, put your ideas to good use. You know, you're trusting yourself, that inner voice more. You're trusting that your conscience, and it's working for you, so trust that.
Okay. Is my business partner going to give you a hard time once you find out? Because
No, because the guilt is what's going to keep him silent.
Okay.
You be the better person. If you can walk away, walk away.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Take it almost like a lesson learned. Okay.
Yeah. That's exactly as I took it. Wow.
Right.
He'll probably be very vengeful towards you. So you might want to keep
again?
Your distance.
Say it again.
I said I'm picking up that he might be kind of vengeful against you, so you want to keep your distance.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
Well,
Just the fact that he believes, you know, that you're dedicated to him.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, because I was. You know, he was a friend of mine, and I was putting my heart out there trying to make this business work, and I invested a lot of money, and I lost a lot of money also. But the reason I'm not really upset about it, like you said earlier, is that it was a lesson learned. This is what prepared me for what about to come. And I truly believe that the best is yet to come. The money that I lost is nothing compared to what I'm going to get.
Exactly. That's why be careful. You can walk away. But like Adrian said, keep in mind that he's going to be vengeful because you are his meal ticket.
Mhm.
Okay.
Mhm. Yeah.
Keep that in mind, okay?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try and protect myself when it comes to that, you know. So I'm not expected. And he has this ego also that's going to get in the way, that I'm guessing,
yes.
You know. So
yes.
The core.
So.
Yes, and in fact, that's what got it. That's his downfall, is his ego.
Yeah. Wow, you and I are so in the same path. That's crazy. Because that's what I really believe, his ego got him. I mean, there was a chance for his business to be successful, but he got so caught up.
He felt it.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. If it wasn't for him, I mean, it would have been successful, but he felt it.
Yes.
Yeah.
He felt so, you.
Yeah, trust me, I lost a lot of money. I mean, if it wasn't for my intuition, somebody else would probably be like crying, going crazy over here. But I know what my intuition is telling me. It's telling me this is nothing. Trust me, that money that you lost is nothing compared to what you're about to gain. And that's
what
keeps me going.
Yes, you're going to gain that 3 times over.
Mm-hmm. That's what my intuition tells me. It's like, don't worry about it. That's nothing.
Right.
Okay, my second question is regarding love life. Do you see anybody coming to my life?
I see a woman that you've met before. She interested you, but you were busy working. She's going to come back. And she's going to come back at the right time.
Well, what is the right time? What do you mean the right time?
Let's see. Not until, I don't see her until March of next year.
But this is somebody that I know already, you said?
Yes, you've met her, she interested you, she caught your eye, but you were busy with your business and all that you just didn't pursue her. But she's gonna come back. You're going to either run into her, in fact, the business you're going to have is she's going to either come into the business or you're going to meet her through someone of your business. So,
do you know what direction the business is going to be yet? Because I'm not sure yet. And I'm trying to do something a little different than what I was doing.
Don't change it up too much. Go with what you know first, because that's going to get you started.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your ideas. You know, write them down. Keep a journal. When the time comes for you to start changing, if you want to change it up a little, then do it. But get it started first.
Okay. Sounds good. Regarding the love life, there's someone that I was actually interested in the past, or last spring, actually. We kind of became friends, and I kind of moved away, and, you know, so to speak, we haven't spoken since, but we have each other's contact. And somehow I'm always thinking, you know, I tried to move on, but it's like the thought was coming back to me. So I don't know if that's that person you tell, just say was coming back, or it's somebody else.
I think that's her.
Yeah, because it's like I'm trying to move away and not think about it. It's like we had a great connection at the time, but there's, you know, it's like things, you know,
but
it wasn't the right time.
Yeah, you didn't pursue it, though. You let it go.
Well, I kind of tried it. It became a little too complicated, so I kind of let it go and moved away from it.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what I'm seeing. It's like you knew her, you talked to her, but then you got busy, so you let it go.
Yeah, and I went to concentrate.
Because the fact you were not interested, it's just that you were busy with other things.
Yeah, we had a strong connection. It was just because my priority was my business, and I wanted to put everything away at that time and concentrate on my business. That's what I did.
Right.
But somehow now that things have, you know, the thought is coming back to me, and I'm like, it's been like 3 months already. Why am I still thinking about this whole thing? So I don't know if that's the same person coming back.
I believe it's her.
Okay.
Is she light-skinned?
Yeah.
And her hair is, she straightens it, but it's wavy?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Okay, because I knew we had a strong connection, but,
uh-huh.
you know, I kind of walked away. You know, you feel a strong connection to somebody, I walked away because, you know, business was priority at the time. But
right.
Lately, I'm just trying to, you know, the thoughts are just coming back into my mind.
I want to
say,
go ahead, Adrian.
I think you've mentioned about her before.
Mm-hmm. So you see the same thing too? You see the same thing too? What do you
Yeah, think? I do. Because okay. I think you've mentioned about her before. Is she dark skinned?
Well, caramel complexion.
It's like it's light skinned.
She's kind of tan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw her.
She's got a heart-shaped face.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So now is it going to work out this time? Because at first it was getting a little too complicated for me.
Yeah, because see, believe it or not, your friend took up a lot of your time because you were always there for him.
Okay.
You put your personal life aside for him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's not going to be like that this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for helping me. You know, I'm surprised that you pick up on somebody coming back to my life. That I was surprised because that's what I was thinking about. And you picked up on that. I thought it was just somebody new coming in my life, but.
No, that's why I said you know her.
Mm-hmm.
I see her face. I see her smiling at you like she knows you. So that to me, that tells me that you know her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you as usual.
You're welcome. And call us back and let us know in March.
Sure. I will. I would have a better news by then. How's that?
Okay. Well, good
Thank
luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and go to the next caller. From the 980 area, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Benita Carter. How are you?
Hello, fine.
Hi, good. I just have a quick question about relationship. Just trying to see if you see anyone coming for me in the near future.
Okay, you've been single for a while?
Right.
You've been single for quite a while, let me put it that way. Sound like me. Hey. Wow, okay.
I know,
see.
It's a lot of cobwebs in there.
Oh.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, let's just say you're not easily fooled. In other words, you've had your share.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There is a gentleman. I see a tall man. He's got sandy brown hair. I believe his eyes are hazel. I see him in a business suit. So for me, that tells me either you're going to meet him at a place of employment or you're going to meet him maybe at a dinner or someone you know, a friend. You're going to meet him through a friend. Interesting.
Okay.
Adrian, am I getting that right? Is it a friend?
I'm getting a business associate.
Okay. A business associate, friend at work, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have a time period on this lovely gentleman?
I'm getting around October.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
I was fixed to say the end of October, the beginning of November. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Hey, we're getting good at this.
This is what me and Monica do. We share our thoughts back and forth.
Right.
That's great. I need all the thoughts I can get.
And you're really, really going to enjoy this gentleman. He's a very nice person. Very nice person.
And will it last for?
That's what you want, right? You want a gentleman.
Yes, I want a gentleman who's going to stay around for a while.
Exactly. And believe you me, this is the type of man that's got patience.
Oh, good.
So you take your time.
Okay. Do you know how old he is, or?
I don't want to say your age on the air, but he's close to your age, if not maybe a couple of years older. He's not much older than you.
Okay. Okay.
He's very nice looking.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Can you speed him up?
I can perform miracles.
Oh,
I can only tell you what's coming.
Patience is not one of those virtues I've got under control yet.
Join the club.
Yeah, join the patient club.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And call us back and let us know.
I will. I'll be looking for Mr. Sandy Brown Hair with hazel eyes.
Yes, and he has a very sweet smile. That's what you're going to notice first.
Good, good. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to the next caller from the 561 area. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida.
Okay. What can we do for you, Lisa?
I want to see when you see a job coming up for me.
Okay. Are you doing any type of school right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, you just keep on doing that.
Yeah, I am.
Are you putting out resumes right now?
Yeah, I'm putting out resumes like crazy.
Okay, there's somebody's going to call you. I see a woman looking at your resume.
Really?
Yes.
But I have an interview on Monday.
Has it been slow?
Has it been slow? Yeah. I've never in my life seen job market like this.
Well, it's not going to get any better, I promise you.
Yeah,
but,
I know. I think we got a few years to go myself.
Yeah. Well, you're on the right path. You're educating yourself, which is good because that's going to help you in the long run. That's going to get you where you want to go.
It's just going really slow, my school.
Right. It seems like it, but the universe is just getting everything ready for you, see? But remember, you've got to say, okay, I'm here, let's go, I'm ready.
When do you see me working?
I believe she's going to call you within the week, within a few days. We're on the weekend. We're on Saturday. So I'm thinking by Wednesday or Thursday she's going to be calling. Adrian, am I getting that right? Am I pinpointing on that time there? Adrian? Did we lose him? Hello? Hello? Did they lose me?
Hello, Monica?
I'm here. Did we lose her?
We lost her, yeah, and Bob kicked me off, too.
Oh, that's weird. Well,
yeah.
Lisa, if you're listening, Adrian, did I get that pretty close, Wednesday, Thursday?
I didn't hear you what you said because it cut off at the last minute.
Oh, okay. She wanted to know about when she would get a call, and I was telling her within the week coming, and I picked up Wednesday or Thursday. I'm thinking Wednesday. It might be Thursday.
Did she say that it was slow?
Yeah, she said it was slow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I see the lady. Yeah, I see the lady.
It might be
Wednesday.
Oh, go ahead.
Is it going to be Wednesday? Am I pinpointing that right?
Yeah. I'm also getting that when she said it was slow, I was getting some energy blockages in her chakras.
Okay.
And it's in alignment with one of those jobs. And so it could be based on fear.
Okay. Okay. Well, Lisa, if you're listening, let the fear go. Because that's what's holding you back. Don't be afraid, okay? Yeah, release that fear because that's what's stopping you. That's blocking you. Think positive, okay?
It's a barrier.
Yes. Yes, fear is a barrier.
So let's go ahead with the next caller from the 562 area. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, good evening. My name is Joanne, and I'm calling from California.
Hello, Joanne. What can we do for you tonight?
Okay. I have a new job right now, and they made me in charge of operations. It is a debit card company in California, and I'm not sure if they will hire my husband too, either as part of the company or as an assistant to the number one marketing person.
Okay, here's the situation. Usually companies do not like to hire family members together.
Yes.
But being that they do like you a lot, your company does. In fact, they love you.
Thank you. That's nice to know.
I believe that they are going to hire him, but they will keep him more or less separated from you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, does it mean that it's going to be, he will be under the marketing person? Like not under the company payroll, but under the marketing person's payroll.
Okay, more like an associate department. It's a different department, maybe.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. A different department somewhere else, but. He's already put in the resume, everything, he's done all that?
Well, they know him, and the president and CEO has been eyeing him to be, you know, to help out in the corporation. But I just don't know if it's going to push through or when it's going to be.
Okay. He might want to do it. He might want to put that in. That's kind of, I think that's what he needs to push it forward, to make it come out more so he'll get hired faster. Is that what I'm picking up, Adrian?
Like he's going to give his resume to them?
Yes, yes. And everything he's done, all his experience, he's put it down. He needs to make himself look as good as possible. All the experience he has, which he does have, he needs to put that down on paper.
Yes, he does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He needs to put all the information together.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I present that on Monday, do you see a time frame where he would be hired?
If you can get his resume in and I want to say October.
Wow.
Excuse me.
October, first week of October?
About the first week of October.
Okay.
Is that about right, Adrian? That's what I'm picking up, about the first week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Will he be under like a payroll, like a W-2, or will he be paid based on percentage?
You mean that's like his salary?
Yeah, is it a salary or is it based on percentage of the person's commission?
I see a salary position.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So is that means more than what he expected?
Really?
Yeah.
That is good.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Get that resume because you need to get down all his experience because that's what's going to make him. Because when they see that, they see that he has all this experience, they're going to say, oh, yeah, we want him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Make sure you get the years, everything down, everything correct.
Oh, yes, he has that. Yes. He has it ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also intend to, because our business is in the U.S. and also in the Philippines. And we do have big accounts in the Philippines. And I am in constant contact with my mentor who also runs a big company for rewards, and I was looking at doing a joint venture with her. I don't know if this is something good. What should I be careful about? Or do you see anything negative or anything positive? If I'll do a joint venture with her.
If you decide to do a joint venture with her, make sure that all the guidelines, everything is written down, okay?
Okay.
It's more or less what I'm seeing is it would work for you. That is something that you would be able to handle. But it might take you away from what you're doing now. You may become successful and want to leave. Is that what your goal is?
No. My goal is to stay with a company, but with some accounts in the Philippines, I want to do a joint venture with Mirna Alberto.
Okay.
Yeah, she used to be my mentor, and she owns and runs the rewards company and we're going to get her as the rewards company for our company in the U.S.
Okay. Yeah, it would work.
Yeah. I'm not just sure if there would be like a conflict of interest.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I keep... It may be that if you do this, it may take you away from what you're doing now. That's what I'm saying. You may become successful at it. And then where are you going to be? That will be the conflict you'll have. Do I stay or do I go? See? That's what I'm picking up is if you become successful, you're going to be at a crossroad. So that's why I'm saying put down your guidelines, what you want out of this joint venture, where you want to go, what you want to achieve, and then you'll be able to see if it's going to conflict with the position you're in now. Okay?
Okay.
Because until you do that, you're not sure, you're not positive. But once you put it down on paper, you can see it. You can see the big picture. Then you'll be able to tell.
And when I do that, I would like also to show it to my company now, so that I'm sure. I'm getting also their blessings.
Right.
Of the joint venture, because I don't want to be hiding something from my company now. My current company.
Right. A business lawyer would be able to tell you if it would conflict with your position, with your job now. You could also ask a business lawyer. You wouldn't necessarily have to go to your company, see? Because sometimes when you do that, they may take it as wrong as you're trying to change something up or take over or something like that, and that's not really what you're trying to do.
Correct. That's why I don't want to get also into that joint venture, okay, without laying down everything and also showing this to my current employer.
Right. Okay, well, once you put it on paper, look at it, go speak with a business lawyer and ask them exactly what you've asked me, and they'll be able to tell you if it will conflict with your current job with your employer. See?
Oh, okay.
And once they tell you, well, no, it's not, then you approach your company. But make sure you're safe first.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't want to be in, have some conflict of interest.
Right. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'm really so happy that I called in and that, regarding my husband, because the thing also here is the president and the CEO is really looking into getting my husband as as an assistant to the top marketing guy, he already has an assistant right now, but I guess she is not really up to the job.
Right.
So they want to move it instead for my husband. So I don't know if that's gonna happen or is it gonna be both of them there, Rowena and my husband, to be assistant.
They may keep her on for a little while, but I don't think she's gonna stay there.
Okay.
almost like if she's not performing up to par, they may let her go. If he is hired, they're not going to. There would be no reason to keep her. In other words.
Okay.
If they hire him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because she does have like a good percentage of the top marketing guy's commission. And I don't know if that's going to be transferred to my husband or, as you mentioned earlier, it's going to be salaried.
I believe it's salary. That's what I see.
Oh, okay.
Salary. Because being that he may have more experience than her.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That could be the main reason.
Okay. But if I'm sorry, I'm taking too long. But just one more question. But if we would bargain for like a salary and a percentage, would they approve of that?
Bargain for a salary for him or for you?
No, for him, for my husband. Because initially, like, they were always talking about percentage, like, like 2.5%, which is really a big amount. If
I think if he wants to negotiate for salary, I believe that they will accept it, because that's what I'm seeing, salary. Is that right, Adrian?
Hello.
I'm here.
I think we lost her.
Uh-oh.
For some reason, we're losing, dropping callers.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah, this sort of thing happens with my dad a lot, too.
Oh, okay. I'm tapping the phones, people.
Well, I guess we'll go to the next call from the 267 area. You're on the air.
How you doing today?
All right, and you?
Well, my name is Alexander Kwan of Philly. You know what I mean? Can you give me an individual reading, a general reading?
If you want, yes. Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay. I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Alexander.
Say it one more time.
Alexander.
Al? Is that correct?
Alexander. It was an Alexander Great. Alexander, yeah.
Alexander. Okay. Alexander. Okay. What can we do for you, Alexander?
You mean a general reading?
Okay. Do you have a question?
Yes, but focus on my career. That's the first thing. You know what I mean? I'm a songwriter, and I know when that can come into a physical, it can materialize.
Okay.
You have to be. Okay.
And so right you've now, got a... You've got a lot of songs you're ready to publish. Is that correct?
Yeah, and the thing is, I got Laura looking over my contract now.
Are you saying that you're up for a negotiating of a contract? Is that correct?
Yeah, I got Laura looking over that now.
Okay. If you're going... negotiate for a contract.
I have the contract.
Oh, you have a contract?
Right. If I was wondering, is the contract good or bad? Or I have to renegotiate it? I mean, how would you think I should go about doing it?
Okay. Hold on. I really don't know about the music business, but have you had someone look at this for you, this contract?
Someone look at it? Yeah, somebody look over now. Is it a good? I know you don't know about the industry. What do you see in that contract?
What do I see in the contract?
As far as is it a good thing, is it a bad thing, or so I shouldn't get into?
When you negotiate a contract, if you do not have full knowledge of everything that's written in that contract, you make sure you find somebody that can explain it to you first of all.
Yes,
okay?
Ma'am. I understand that. That's why I'm looking over it. What do you see?
Okay.
As far as this goes,
what I'm trying to get at is this contract. If you feel that it is, if any little bitty feeling that you feel that it's not right in some way, then it is not right for you. Okay?
I understand.
You have to listen to that inner voice.
Right, because I asked him a little over the contract. I wasn't a lawyer. He says it messed up the contract, and I said, why do you think it's messed up? He's talking about, they'll give you something that you shouldn't get, you should get more. What do you see in it? I know you're really good with the music industry. As far as the general reading on it.
General reading on it. Okay, the contract is a solid contract from what I can tell of it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as legally, like I said, that is something I'm not real familiar with.
Right, but I don't know if it's a good contract or a bad one. I don't understand the contract, so I got a lawyer to look over it. That's what I was trying to get at.
Okay. That you don't understand it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I really don't, so I got a lawyer to look over it.
Ah, okay. So now we're getting to the basics. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there somebody that you know, somebody that is familiar with the legalities of the music industry?
Yes.
Okay, you need to speak to that person. You need to take that contract over there and let that person look at it.
And I did. I hope some good comes from it. I really do.
Right. Once that person looks at that contract, you know this person very well, apparently. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Once this person looks over this contract and tells you that it's solid, that it would be something good for you, I would say yes, do it. If it is not, I would say no, don't do it.
Yes. Secondly, I'm listening.
Right, because you can be cheated out of your royalties and everything else if you're not careful.
That's me. And another thing, as far as my degree goes, what do you see me do in terms of degree?
Okay. Do you write a lot of ballads?
I'll write words, yeah.
Okay. Are you more into the rapping, or are you more into
point,
music,
scenes,
group
man.
Music?
Behind the scenes, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry?
Behind the scenes.
Do you sing yourself?
I used to, but I'm trying to write it the best way I can, but I'm more like a writer at this point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're just wanting to get your music out there, right? You're wanting
to
get published and get your music to the artists to see. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Ballad. The word ballad keeps coming up. Something with a ballad. Something... You have a song that talks about life. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
one in particular, and it's like a ballad. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
That's the first song I see getting published.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know who's going to sing it, but that's the first song I see.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
One more. Yes, I didn't hear you. One more thing. I didn't hear what you were supposed to say.
I'm sorry?
You over to say something?
Can you tell me some of the lyrics?
I'll kick it with my man, MC Megaphone Criminal, aka the school cool individual. Fucking chest, he's texting his hands into visuals, these decimals. Like, here we go. The
okay, stop there. Stop there. That's it. But it's going to be added to a ballad. It's almost like, you know how they're mixing the old school music with the rapping?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
Okay.
That's what I see.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you? Do you like Marvin Gaye?
You know, all right.
Okay, and who's the other artist? Oh my gosh, my mind went blank. Words. Okay, words. I see someone, an artist like that, and it's going to be a man's ballad, but
okay.
I don't know whose. But I don't think it's Marvin Gaye. It's someone else. Yeah.
Right. Do you see me making a career out of it, or is it a part-time thing?
Right now you do work. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Right now, treat it as a part-time thing. Once it gets going, you decide if you want to go full-time or not. Okay? Because
yes,
it's
ma'am.
More or less, this is your passion. This is what you love to do. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you follow your bliss, you follow your desire, the universe will answer you back and start helping you to fulfill that, because that is what makes you happy. That is what keeps you at a higher vibration. Okay? But don't get disappointed. Don't get discouraged. Don't quit, because it is a hard industry to get into in the first place. Don't give up. In other words, I'm hearing the words, don't give up. Okay? Hello?
Hello?
Adrian?
Yeah.
Okay. Did we lose him again?
I think so.
Oh, well, Alexander, don't give up, and you hang in there, and call us back and let us know. I'm sorry, people, I'm zapping the phone.
Yeah, we keep losing them.
I know it, darn it.
Let's go to the next caller from the 111 area. You're on the air.
Hello? Anybody?
Okay. 775, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Sorry, y'all. I'm getting an incoming call. Let this pass. Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Roz calling from Reno.
Okay. What can we do for you tonight?
I just call for maybe like a general reading. I don't have a specific question. I don't have a question or anything. I just like a general reading tonight.
Okay. Could you be leaning towards your love life, maybe?
Yeah, let's go there. We can go there.
Okay. Give me your name one more time.
Roz, R-O-Z.
Roz, unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, Roz. Did you just end a relationship?
I did.
I'm sorry. My phone is... I'm getting voicemail.
Okay. Can you hear me? Is it my phone?
It was my phone. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I just ended my little summer thing.
Okay. I take it this was not exactly what you were looking for. Is that correct?
Well, it was. That's the problem.
Well, if you ended it, apparently not.
I didn't end it, but it was ended. I didn't. But
things happen. Okay. I take it the gentleman got a little itchy feet after a while, when things got serious?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, that's what I see. He got scared.
Oh, poor thing.
I didn't want to say that. I didn't want to say that, but I'm going to say it. He got scared.
Well,
and
he went to himself because I didn't do anything to him.
Right. It wasn't that. It's him.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he got scared. They see seriousness, and it's like, oh my God. I don't know about things like that. Okay. Are you wanting to have him back? That's the question I'm asking you.
Is he stable? I mean, is he stable? I don't like unstable men like that.
Very true. You and me both.
Yeah.
Or should we tell the universe you want a more stable man to come in, a new man to come into your life? How's that?
Okay.
This one, I think he's just commitment shy. So that's kind of crazy, but that's the way I see him. Poor thing.
Okay. He was too emotional anyway.
Adrian, that's a new one on me, honey.
This is the first time that I have actually looked back on everything and laughed about it. I've never even laughed about it. Unreal. Unbelievable.
Well, that is a good thing, though. Honestly, that is a good thing because that's letting you know that your heart is in the right place.
That's right.
That's letting you know that you know exactly what you want.
Right.
This man came into your life for a reason because
mm-hmm.
he showed you all the things that you did not want.
Right. Well, and some of the things that I did.
Exactly. We won't talk about those, though. We're on the air, people. But this new gentleman, he's pretty chocolate.
Ooh.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did say that.
He is pretty, pretty chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
That's right up your alley, am I correct?
Mm-hmm. How soon so I can get Rick?
Well, Miss Thing, you prepare yourself. because he is a charmer. Oh, yes. He is a charmer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little flirty, but it's because he's confident, not because he's a player.
Okay.
What
do you ask on? Is he compatible? I don't know.
Well, it's good that you're picky, because if you're not, you just don't want any old man just coming up your way, right?
Even if he is cute and fine and sexy and chocolate.
Exactly.
Right.
But this one is a confident chocolate, and that's
okay.
Good. That's a good thing. I want to say you're going to meet him during the holidays. I see Christmas decorations.
Okay.
So that tells me around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a friend or family member that has a big home?
Yes.
Like fancy, big, expensive?
Yes.
Okay. Dinner. Christmas dinner or Christmas party? This is someone who knows someone who knows someone, their friend.
Okay.
Okay. Apparently, you're going to catch his eye.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what I mean by he's flirty. But it's not because he's a player. It's because he's a confident man. And you're the type of woman, you like to joke around, you like to have a good time, you have a good sense of humor, so he's going to notice that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Yeah. Jingle bells, that's what I think.
I cannot wait. It's got to be, you can't go down any further, so. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Ross, that's what I see. How about you, Adrian? Am I pretty much there? Are we seeing jingle bells? Right. Yep.
Yeah, you're pretty much summing it up.
Okay. All righty. There you go, Roz.
All right, Adrian, say it the same thing.
Yes, I
do. And you call us and tell us and wish us a Merry Christmas and give me a present and tell me you met Mr. Chocolate.
I'll give you an update. Yes, Mr. Chocolate.
Yes.
That's his name.
Yes.
That's probably his stage name, Mr. Chocolate.
That's from over here.
Send me a picture, girlfriend.
I will.
We like chocolate, don't we, Monica?
Oh, yes. The darker the chocolate, the sweeter the berry, honey.
Okay, all right. It's the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
There you go. Amen, let us pray.
Oh, God. You guys have a great night.
You too, Ross.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Well, we have fun with that caller. Let's go to the next one.
All righty.
From the 775 area, you're on the air.
I'm back. No, you unmuted me twice.
She wants to listen in.
Okay.
We caught you. So what are you going to do now? What are you going to do with it?
What's that?
Oh, this is Raw still. You accidentally unmuted me.
Oh.
This is 775.
Okay. So she wants to listen in, Adrian. Yeah.
From the 856.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Laura. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. What can we do for you tonight?
Just a general reading, anything that you need to tell me.
Career. Are we humdrumming about career?
Yeah, I applied for a job in Maryland, and I don't know whether or not I'm going to get it. If you're getting a reading on that, that would be great.
Do you have lots of warm clothing and nice boots?
I do.
It gets real snowy and cold in Maryland.
It does here, too.
I see you walking in snow, so that tells me you're going.
Wow.
You're getting hired.
I am getting hired, huh?
Yes. That's why I said, do you have warm clothes and nice boots? And I'm not talking the high heel hoochie kind. I'm talking the snow kind.
Wow. Do you have any idea when they're going to call me for an interview, though? Because I haven't gotten the interview yet.
Looks like they're working on some companies. Sometimes they work on downsizing. Like, I want to say, I see New Year's party. That's cold time. That's a little too far. Maybe that you're there already. That's why I see you in the snow. Let's back up some. How long ago did you put in for the? How long ago did you put in for the position?
Well, a headhunter actually contacted me for another headhunter.
Uh-huh.
He submitted me to her, and then she contacted me, and it was about, I'd say, 2 weeks ago, and then she sent me an email and asked me if I had received an email from the company, and here it had gone into my spam folder. So
okay.
I found it in my spam folder, and I submitted officially through their website. And then 2 days ago, she sent me an email asking me if I'd gotten another email setting up the interview, and I hadn't gotten that. So I asked her to contact them and ask them to resend it. So
okay.
I don't know where I stand in the process at this point.
Okay, you're going to need to check back up on that again with her.
Okay.
If she already sent you the email, you need to check back with her. Because sometimes, for some reason, wires get crossed. That's the holdup I'm seeing, okay. Check back with her. Tell her you didn't get the email, and maybe she needs to let her people know they need to resend it or whatever.
I sent her an email, and I've left her 2 voicemails, and she hasn't called me back yet.
Okay. And she's going to contact you then. That's what it is. Okay.
And you feel that I'll be hired, and do you think I'll be successful in this position?
You're going to love it.
I am? Good.
It's something you've been wanting. Is that correct?
Yes, but I've also been a little afraid of reaching out for this kind of a position. But I did it.
Right. But do not let your fear be the block. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, I gotta come up and on
go it. For it. Go for it because you're gonna love it. Let the fear go.
I will. Now, do you see me there for a really long time?
you're going to have two other opportunities after this position when you're in that position. Well, when you're in this position, in this job, you're going to have two other opportunities, but it's going to be up to you if you want them or not. Because, like I said, you're going to love what you're going to do.
Okay, great. And then you see me buying a house out in Maryland anywhere?
Maybe that's why you're walking in the snow. Maybe you're walking to your mailbox, okay?
Want a home. I want a house desperately. I'm in an apartment, and I am just so crowded with stuff you have no idea, and I need a house.
Right. Better to get rid of the old and start with
the
new.
I got rid of a lot of old.
Okay. Well, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Because you're going to, when you make that move, you don't want to take too much with you.
No.
Because you're going to new position, new home, new things. Those are the words.
It would be a fortune to replace a lot of stuff, too. So it's like I have stuff that could go into a house, you know.
Right. Keep the necessities, but what you really don't need, let it go.
Yeah.
Because you can always find other stuff. They have so many antique places up there. I'd love to be with you and go shopping, okay?
Now, I want to ask you about the house in more detail. When do you feel realistically I would be able to have enough money down for a house?
Hello?
Realistically.
I would say give yourself, if you really, really want to make sure you have enough for your down payment and your insurance and all that that comes with a house,
mm-hmm.
give yourself at least a year.
Okay.
And, of course, you're going to have to be tight with your money and,
right.
you know, not buy the little extras and that you don't need. Because once you get the home, you can always fill it with what you want after that.
Okay, great. And one more question, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see me meeting Mr. Wright after I get this job?
I think you're going to meet Mr. Wright before you get the job.
In Maryland or here?
That's pretty nice. Okay, hold on. Adrian, I see. I'm picking up that she's going to meet him before, but am I seeing that he's going to relocate? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's going to be willing to relocate, Laura.
Who is this guy?
That's a good question.
Wow.
That's
like...
Hey, if it ain't got nothing to do but to do it to it, okay?
Well, that would be like almost immediate then for me to meet
yeah.
this guy.
Yeah. Well, you're ready, right?
Yeah, I'm ready. Just tell me where I have to go,
I'm
and I'll meet him.
Well, honestly, I think you're going to run into him. You don't have to necessarily be at the right place at the right time. It's almost like he's going to find you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up.
Are you picking up where I'm going to run into him at?
Hold on. Well, let me look at it.
Grocery store.
Is there a mall, a big shopping mall where you live?
Well, there's a big mall out around where I work, but I go there frequently. So it's about a 45-minute drive.
I see shopping centers. I see stores. I see in the background. Is that right, Adrian? Am I picking that up wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's an indoor mall, not an outdoor mall?
Almost like a... I see, like, little... Like, there's some stores on the outside, like, they're all next to each other. And then there's the mall. Is that right? Is that the mall that you go to?
Well, there's a mall, and it's two separate malls. You have to. They're not connected, but they might as well be. They're so close together.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm seeing. Now, are there some stores that are outside though of the mall, like they're right next to it? One of them?
I don't think so. I mean, there's places to eat surrounding
okay.
the mall.
Okay, because I see it like you go into the parking lot and there's like little stores and then there's the mall. So those must be the restaurants.
Okay.
Okay,
I know. There's like a Crate and Barrel, so that's a separate. Yeah,
okay,
I guess that's true.
Yeah, that's the mall you're going to meet him in.
Okay.
Is that the one you frequent more than the other?
Yeah, I frequent that one more because it's got a lot more stores in it.
Okay.
That's in Pennsylvania.
It is so odd you're going to meet him at the mall.
Hey, it's
like
my favorite place to be.
I like that.
I like that, too. But is he working now or
oh,
is he unemployed?
On.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think he works there. I think he shops there.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you very much for the reading. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. And
Have a good night.
And call us. Thank you. And call us back and let us know.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to the next caller from the 345 area. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. Can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Kristen. I'm calling from New York.
And what can we do for you tonight?
Can you tell me about my relationship, please?
Ooh, rocky road, I take it.
Sort of, kind of, yeah. Hello? Hello? Hello?